Today's daf in Masechet Tmura, brought to you mibein Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Lamed Aleph. But we are holding a little bit behind today, and we are up to the two dafs on Amud Beis on daf Lamed. Kol Asurim Lagami Mizbeach Vlodotehem Utarim. So Rav said, Omar Rav. Well, the Mishnah says that Kol Asurim Lagami Mizbeach Vlodotehem Utarim. All of the cases that we have. We have the case of the Roveh and the Nirva and the Nevan and so on and so forth. If they have children, now it's not clear whether that means they have children, meaning that they conceived after the event that Asur them took place, that we're going to have to see. But first Rav says, look, that's the Shita and the Mishnah, but Tani Allah, there is a Braita that says that Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, and that Rabbi Eliezer Asur. He says, no, the Vladot are Asur. So now we need to understand what cases are they arguing about. Omar, so we therefore have Rav Huna Bar Chinina, who explains in the name of Rav Nachman, that the only machloket here is she'ibru l'besof nirba'u. Let's say we're talking about an animal that was nirva. Okay, so now, if it was already pregnant at the time that the... We okay? At the time the event took place, Richie, if you're going to be talking, you might as well show us your face. There we go. Wonderful. So then the event took place on a pregnant mother, and we view the fetus to be part of the mother, in which case, whatever passed the mother, we say the event of the revia passed the mother, it also passed the child, because the child was part of the mother, and it's impossible to perform the act that you performed on the mother without its affecting the child. So it's all one thing. So Rebbe Eliezer, Lishitat, Uber Yerachimo, and the Rabbanon is very simple, Uber Lav Yerachimo, and that is an issue that we've talked about many times. So we're very familiar with that machloket. But let's say after the event, now this animal conceives. So what would the question be over there? Everybody would agree that it's mutar, because the only question was whether an event on the mother affects the fetus. Rava says, I'm sorry, it's exactly the opposite. Machloket kishen nirba'u, it's the other way around. If first the event takes place, and then they get pregnant, over there, Rabbi Eliezer says, even though the pregnancy is caused by the male as well, and therefore we should not view the fetus as being a direct result of coming from a mother that was usher, which is known technically by the concept of zev zeg goreim, where there are two factors that cause something to happen. In this case, we have two factors that cause the child to be conceived, then that's not considered to be a direct result of either one of them, and therefore it's mutter, according to some, and others hold it's asur. So Rabbi Eliezer holds, even though it was zev zegoreim, it's asur. And the Rabbanan Savri zev zegoreim is mutar. So in that case, we understand what the argument would be. But in a case where the animal was already pregnant, and then in the end, near Va'u, everybody agrees that in that case it would be asur, because it directly affected the fetus. This is Rava l'shitato. Because Rava says, the Vlad of a nirba'at is definitely asura. Why? Because the vlad was involved in the act. And therefore, yi uvlada nirva'u. There's no way to avoid that. So I'm not possibly going to be matir that, says Rava. Nobody would be matir that. The same thing would be true. And that's what we said before. So this is going according to that shita, that it's all one body. The vlad of a nogachat is asura, because the entire body, including the part that was the fetus, was engaged in the act of killing the person that was killed. And therefore, you of Ladan, not cool. That has nothing to do. Why would anybody argue on that? That's not Nogea Zevizegoreim. Now, there's a whole different way of reading the Machlokas that we just had. Lishna Akrina Amrila, there's another Lashna that says it in this way. Omer of Unabakin and Omer of Nachman. The question over here is a whole different issue. At what point did it become an animal that was mukdash? That's the question. So if it was nirba'u, the pregnant animal was nirba, while it was already Kodesh. There you have a machlokas. But what is the machlokas? The machlokas is everybody would basically agree that if, let's say, it was Kodesh first, right? And then it ends up becoming pregnant. So now everybody, according to this vision, everybody would agree, as far as Zev HaZegarim is concerned, that's not a problem. Zev HaZegarim is mutter. Afal Piken Rebbe Eliezer holds it's us. Why? Because it's a bizarre. It's a bizarre milta. So to take a child from a sodomized mother is inappropriate for the Mizbeach. So it isn't also because of Zev HaZegarim. And basically we said that it shouldn't be done. And therefore, it's something that is a bizarre. And obviously there's no Torah Isser in such a thing. But the Rabbanan answered, bringing something that is a bizarre. Whereas the Rabbanan Savre, there's no such thing. I mean, what do you mean? The halacha doesn't say it's considered to be a direct result of the mother. It's a zev zegurim. Well, we're going to make up a whole new issue that there's a bizarre milta. There's no such thing. But if, while they were chulin, that was when they went through the revia, so over there, for sure it's mutra, because once you make the animal kodesh, it's like it was nishtanel. I didn't look at it in the same way I looked at it before. And over there, all the ishtanu, divrei hakol mutarim, even Rebbe Eliezer's made it that there's no din of bizui milta. Rava, in this version, also argues on the first way of Ravuna Bar Chinuna, and he says, no, that's not the way to say it. The machlokes is dafka the other way, kishenirvu kishen chulin. Because Rebbe Eliezer says, even though they were chulin, and now they're Kodesh, it's still disgusting, isn't it? I mean, it's still not proper to bring it on the Mizbeach. Whereas Rabban and all know all the Ishtanu Mutarim. But we agree that there certainly is a concept of Bizei Milta, not the way you said it. We agree there is such a concept. And therefore, Nirbu Kishei Bukdashim, and there was no change, even the Rabbanan are made that there's an Isra Bizei Milta, totally different way of understanding the Machloket. Okay, it is time for us now to begin really today's daf. Vlad Treifa. Now, the question is, how in the world do you get a Vlad of a Treifa? There are shitas that hold that a Treifa does not ever conceive. So what would be the case? Well, obviously there's two ways of reading the Mishnah. We had over there the Machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer said Vlad Treifa is aser l'mizbeach. The Rabbana said a Vlad Treifa can be put on the Mizbeach. But what is a Vlad Treifa? So Liman Yama Treifa Yoledet. If you hold according to Mandi Omar that a Treifa can actually conceive, Yoledet doesn't mean give birth. Yoledet means conceive and give birth. So then the mission is very simple. It could be talking about even in a case where the animal was first a Treifa, then became pregnant, and was Sof Ibra, and then what would be the Machlokas? Oh, like we just said, Baal pleading. Rabbi Eliezer says, even though it only conceived because it mated with a male, and therefore there are two different elements that go into creating the fetus, male and female, doesn't matter, because Zev is Zegorim, is Usser, no matter what. Whereas Rabban and Savre, no, since it only became pregnant afterwards, and that required the input of another Gorim, in this case the male, so the Rabban and Savre, Zev is Zegorim, is Mutar. How about, according to Rabban Yomar, a Treifa can't even conceive? That that can't be the machloka. So what is it talking about? Lemandioma Treifa ene yoledet, we'd have to say that the case over here was that the animal had already conceived before it was a treifa, and then it became a treifa. Let's say it was mauled by a wolf, right? So then the question would be, does the tarfut affect also the fetus? And that, of course, is our old standby. Uber Yerachimo. If Uber is Yerach Imo, then every last organ, including the fetus, was mauled by that wolf. If Yodu Belav Yerach Imo, Rabban and Savri Belav Yerach Imo. Because of that, the fetus never became a Treifa. It's in its own little world. It's protected by its placenta. And it's happy to go on developing while its mother fights off the wolves. All parasites feel that way. Fine. Question is, does anything change after they're born? Amarvin. Modim Chachamim the Rebbe Eliezer Befroach Beit Shefer Shasur. If you're talking about a chick that develops from an egg, where the egg was a treifa, over there the Chachamim would also be made that the egg is just as affected as the mother is, and it would be usher on the mizbeach because the eggs that were starting to form in the mother at the time that the mother turned into a treifa are actually there, actually part of their body. That there's no question, my time. Because I can't look like the Rebbe Eliezer, the only machlok is whether I want to argue with Rebbe Eliezer's dafka with a vlad beima. That is dafka where you have a placental vlad. So if you have a placental vlad, basically me'avira karavya, it is not growing from the mother. It is growing from its own little world in its placenta. That's one shot. That's two shot. Either that the placenta is considered to be a different world, and the fact that ultimately it may be nourished by the mother is no different than it being nourished by anything else. But it certainly isn't relating to the events that happen to the mother, except insofar as it affects its nourishment. But nourishment doesn't create tarfas, so why would it be affected? Masha Inkein, where you're talking about a beitza treifa, the beitza of a treifa is part of the hen's actual body. And there it's begufa the time to go to karav. Obviously, we're not talking about a hen here because we don't put hens on the mizbeach. We just use, since people usually eat chicken eggs, we talk about the time of gulta. But the idea is that since an egg is basically directly connected to the ovary of the mother, and it develops, and then finally it's released, very much like a mammal's egg is released, except over here the egg itself is macrocosmic. You know, I mean, you see the egg, it develops entirely. And then when it's released, then it's ejected from the body, and then it develops outside of the body. Fine. So I'm saying over here, once the egg is part of a treifa, and remember the Gemara Chulin said this is only shichla kama. Shichla kama means the eggs that were attached to the ovaries at the time of the tarfus. Then nobody is chilek on that. The only question is, the chiddush that he's saying is that even afterwards, when the egg develops into a chick, it's still considered to be the egg. And then it would also be also the mizbeach. So over there, even the rabbanan Rameda, that it becomes a treifa. Amar le Ravuna, Rava le Ravuna, yes, I can prove that you're right from a braita. Melo tarvad rima, haba'a mi'adam chai. You can have a person who had gangrene. Unfortunately, these horrible situations occur often in wartime and so on. A lot of stories like this in the familiar First World War, Second World War. So what happens is you can have actually a decayed limb attached to a human being that gets filled with maggots. It's basically dead. It's not living flesh. So if you take a tarvad is a certain measure that the Gemara defines elsewhere. But if you have a malot tarvad, if you have a malot tarvad from a dead body, then that malot tarvad, even though it's entirely maggots, is metame as if it's basar mename. Because we view it as a transition from basar into maggots, right? So the chiddush over here is that even the person that is alive, but since Aver Menachai, this is the second pshat, which is the verbal pshat Rash, since the Aver Menachai has a din of a mate, it is betame like a mate, so a melot tarvad, even though it's from an Aver Menachai, that decayed, is, according to Rabbi Eliezer, betame, whereas the Chachomim say it's toha. So first of all, so over here we're saying that this is the reason we have a tarvad is because that's a sugya in Tyrus, but it's nugya the shear of a kizayis. Since a kizayis basar turns into a tarvad of a rima, so fine. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's the same as Aver Menachai. And according to the Chachamim, it's just maggots. What do maggots have to do with the Aver Menachai? Okay. But you see that the only machlokas over here is Adkad lo pligi rabbanon ale, where the rabbanon arguing with Rabbi Eliezer, only benogeya, these maggots, right? Rima. That's because they say, it's pure shabi almahu. That is just basically waste. Avo beitza, demiguf el tanagolat here, but I mean, they wouldn't say that a beitza is considered to be waste. They're the rabbanim themselves are made. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye said to Rava, on the contrary, I would say exactly the opposite. Ipcha mistava. At kadlo pligi rabburi, Rabbi Eliezer leit rabbanan. It's only in this case that Rabbi Eliezer disagrees because he says we're talking about dafka rima. Why is rima more likely to be part of a body? Because a living human is called in the pasuk a bunch of maggots. Because it says af ki anosh rima uven adam tolea. So that means that an adam can be looked at as worms. So because of that, we don't consider those maggots to be something else. Avagabe beitza. If you're talking about an egg, when does a chick grow from the egg? Only after the egg basically is completely decayed. It turns into other matter. You don't see any more egg. And therefore, it's misricha. The egg itself has decayed. Any element of the egg is gone. And then at that point, on the contrary, even Rebbe Eliezer would agree that the asrcha means it's afra bialma, then it's really just waste matter. So then afila Rebbe Eliezer made it, even Rebbe Eliezer should be made a dafka, that the beitza, when it turns into a efroach, is definitely not asr, because the efroach is not connected to the beitza, really. So I would say it's exactly the opposite. And by the way, this is not my own logic. It happens to be that there's a brayta that says exactly that. So I would advise you to surrender while the going's good, because O Tanya Be'ed, it's a beferish a brayta that says Meide Rebbe Eliezer lechachamim, that Rebbe Eliezer agrees when it comes to the chachamim that a vlad, they claim that a vlad is mutter, he's made it. Well, certainly a chick that comes from an egg that was treifed, that definitely is mutter. Ha! Exact opposite of what you said. Okay, I surrender. Itanya, Tanya, look, I mean, if it says that in the bright, I'm not going to fight you, you know? I thought it made sense, anyway. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignas, Emer. Now, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignas has this amazing shita, which is that if you have a perfectly kosher animal, and all that happened is that its nourishment came from the mother with a trefa, which means that the milk is all trefa milk, that it's awesome. My time. What would be the reason? You're telling me because of the fact that it got fat, looks good, so therefore anything that is visibly affected by tarfus, asusin, I mean, are you going to try to tell me you have an animal and you bought from the church, you bought karshinim, the vetches, to feed it. So now it's asur because it's a behem of vetches kachavim, because look, you can see all of that nourishment of the church's vetches that the church sells to you after people sacrificed it to the Avodah Zarah. They make money off of it. That's what it's all about, right? So it should be asur. Did you ever hear such a thing? Achi nami asir? That's crazy. Ella, the point over here is, as Rabbi Chanina Tartia said to Rabbi Yochanan, this, the meaning of the sheet of Rabbi Chanina ben Antignas, is kagon she'inikar chalav roteach mishacharit v'shacharit. Every single day of its life, it survived only on this milk. So, it can live and survive only on that. If it gets one bellyful of that milk in the morning, fresh milk, chalav roteach doesn't mean you cooked it up to make sure it doesn't have any bacteria. Just means it's fresh. It's fresh milk, right? It doesn't mean pasteurized milk, exactly. Or chalav amid. So then, there's no other source for its nourishment. There's no other source for its nourishment. The entire animal is essentially the product of tarfus. Fine, okay. This is the shita apparently, Rabbi Chanina would hold that in a theoretical case where it didn't even graze, and all it ate was karshine avaris kachamim, it really would be awesome. Because you're saying exactly the same thing. So then, if that would be the case, it's a whole big machlokas. As the Rambam says, beferish, we don't paskin like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignas. There are shitas in the Shulchan Aruch that say that we paskin not only that, but they hold it even also la'edya. It's not only a din in the mizbeach, so it's not so posh. La halach. Okay, the next thing that we had. Kol ha'kodeshim shenatsu treifa in podimotam. The last thing in the Mishnah is I don't care what kind of mum it has. I don't care how roy it is to be paida. If it has a trefa, then you can't be paida for a technical reason. You have nothing to do with it. Tell me what you're going to do with this. You can't shear it. You can't work with it. You can't eat it because it's a trefa. So the only thing you could do with it is basically turn it into dog food. You're not allowed to be paid a kachim to feed it to the dogs. Minani mili. How do we know that you cannot be paid a kachim to feed it to dogs? The Tanya Rabbanan. Since it says, the rak b'chola vat nafshecha tizbach v'achalta basar, and remember that we darshan that pasuk is referring to not to basar to ava, but to basar psulei hamukdashim that were potui. We darshan the pasuk like this: v'achalta, you can eat it, but lo leklavecha, you can't feed it to your dogs. V'achalta basar, you can eat it as meat, but you cannot drink its milk. The lo chalav, that would be the same as working with it. You can't sit there and milk it and then use its milk. But in any event, this teaches us, mikan, she'ein podim et ha-kodashim la-achilan le-klavim. Since you can't use it for yourself, because it's trefa, you can't work with it, you can't milk it and sell it, there's nothing to do. And therefore, you can't be painted just for that reason. Ikedi amri. Others learn that we darshan the pasuk differently, according to which you would be able to be put in as a kosher, because they learn that the lashon of tizbach v'achalta basar means not literally you can shecht it and eat the meat, but only the meat and only you can eat the meat. No. That's not. The point is that when we're discussing use of psulei hamikdashim, it's after they're no longer living animals. As long as they're living animals, you have to treat it as kedush. No working with it, no drinking its milk, no doing anything with it, no shearing it, forget about it. After it's dead, doesn't necessarily have to be shechted. But, I mean, if you shechted it, then you can eat it. But by the same token, if it died on its own, you can feed its meat to the dogs. I mean, that's not a problem. Or for that matter, if you shecht it, you can also feed the dogs. You have leftover, give it to the dog. No, it doesn't say anything about that. It's just giving you a sense of at what point it becomes something that is not to be looked at any longer as kachim, it can be looked at as chulin. And when is that? Mishad zvicha ve'elach, from the time that it has been slaughtered, but that doesn't necessarily mean et rachila, whenever. So if you can eat it, fine, you eat it. If you have to feed it to the dog, feed it to the dog. Kosava podina takodashim lachila the klavim. That means that this shita would dafka argue on our Mishnah, and it means that there are two different ways of looking at it. Guys, where is Grandma Benson? Where's Hedy? She used to come to the daf. You just bring the kids now?
Yeah, I got the kids to come just for Richie today.
Okay, Richie's been practicing all night. He knows he's got a very appreciative audience over here. Yes, indeed. These guys are not very supportive of Grandpa or Richie, you know? I don't know. They need better training.
Very funny.
Yeah, very funny. Where's Big Brother? I hope he'll put you in your place. Okay. So therefore, we end up having a machlokas. All right. Now, I think it is time for a very special announcement, which is Hadran Aloch Kol Asurim Agabe Mizbeach. They may make fun of it, but look at the applause, Richie, deep down in their hearts. Yesh b'kadoshim ha-mizbeach, v'she'en b'kadoshim b'erek ha-bayit, v'yesh b'kadoshim b'erek ha-bayit, she'en b'kadoshim mizbeach. Now, there are all types of chumras that show up when it comes to the dinim of kadoshim mizbeach, and you can just imagine a lot of them right on your own up front, right? But there are also chumras that show up in b'erek ha-bayit that do not apply to kadoshim mizbeach. Let's go through them. First of all, kadoshim mizbeach can make a tmura. Aha, great. And kadoshim mizbeach, you can end up being chayev because of pigel, and neiser, and tameh, and these are very chomor isurim. Concepts don't exist. Furthermore, the vlad of kadoshim mizbeach and the milk of Kacher Mizbeach remain usher even after the pidyon. Talking about over here where, remember, we had back in Bechoros, it became pregnant before the pidyon. And then it was born after the pidyon. So there's nothing to do. You can't bring it on the Mizbeach because it's now Kedusha Dechuya. You can't be paid it anymore because it doesn't have enough Kedusha to be Nifta. Fine. So there, that's what we're talking. We're not talking about that it became pregnant afterwards, obviously. Then it would just be the equivalent of Chulin. But there it becomes Aser, so the children, the milk, it's all Aser. And furthermore, if you shechted an animal that was Kacher Mizbeach outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you would be Chayev because of Shchute Chutz. And let us say you need some money to pay the workers who were cleaning up the Beis HaMikdash today or repairing the Beis HaMikdash today. Can you use the Kacher Mizbeach? No. You cannot use Kacher Mizbeach of any kind, even dumming to the Mizbeach. You cannot use to pay your workers. Masha Ein Kein B'Kacher Berek HaBayit, as we'll see. You can use the Kedusha of Berek HaBayit, which is a Kedusha's Domim, to pay the workers. Actually, that's a big discussion on Machlokas, really, in Me'ila, but we'll get to that. And Shkolim. Another big idea is the opposite. Berek HaBayit, you have very important things that you don't have by Kacher Mizbeach. Yesh B'Kacher Berek HaBayit. First of all, if you just say something is Kedesh, then that Hegdesh min hastam, without defining it, goes to Berek HaBayit, not to the Mizbeach. Furthermore, Hegdesh of Berek HaBayit Chal Al Hakol, you could make your TV set or your pickup truck Kodesh, but only if you're giving it to the Berek HaBayit. You can't make it Kodesh for Kedusha Zaguf to give it to the Mizbeach, obviously. Even if it's not right for the Mizbeach, it can't give it to Baal Mum Kavua. You can't be Magdash at the Mizbeach at all. And therefore, it's a big Chumrah. Furthermore, Mo'alim b'gidulehem, we'll see what that means. The owners get nothing out of Kacher Berek HaBayit. They certainly get something out of Kedushas HaMizbeach, so they can eat the buster. So we'll see what this is referring to, what case. Ask the Gemara, I mean, you made this big deal over here of Kacher Mizbeach can make a Temura. I mean, it's not really true. I mean, there are Kacher Mizbeach that can make a Temura, but it's certainly not a given that it's part of being Kacher Mizbeach that allows you to make a Temura. I mean, how about the fact that there's Kacher Mizbeach that can't make a Temura? How about the little birdie? The Kalalahu, the Kol Kacher Mizbeach Osim Temura? Didn't we say that only the Pasuk says Beima Ba Beima? You can only exchange a Beima, but not a bird. So a bird can't make a Temura, even though it is perfectly roy for the Mizbeach, and you gave it to the Mizbeach, and it's supposed to be brought today as an Eila, and somebody says this little birdie should be a Temura on this one, nothing happens. So obviously, Temura is not a direct function of being Kacher Mizbeach. V'tnan, ha-menachot, or the ofot, ain't osin Temura. Yeah, okay, fine. I mean, but we're talking about the differences in behemot. Oh, really? Okay, how about Vlad? A Vlad of the Bema is Kacher Mizbeach, and the Mishnah says, Eina Vlad Oza Temura. So you see again, the very fact that you have Kedushas on Mizbeach does not mean you can make a Temura, so why did you make it dependent in being Kacher Mizbeach? Well, it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, Amani Rabbi Yehuda Yidiyama Vlad is Oza Temura. Okay, man, how about a Temura? A Temura itself, is that Kacher Mizbeach? Is there anybody who says a Temura can make a Temura? No. Okay, you go explain that one now. What about Temura itself? Temura Atzma, which is Kacher Mizbeach. Utnanina Temura is a Temura. Yeah, okay, but the Mishnah is referring to the primary Kedusha, not secondary Kedushas like Temura, the primary Kedusha of an animal, contrasted with the equivalent of Berek HaBayit. That's what we're talking about. Oh. Well, why did you say so? Now that you say that, there was no reason to say that the Vlad was referring to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, because the Vlad is, by definition, not the primary Kedusha. It's an offshoot of the primary Kedusha. So if that's the case, if you kikotani ekezivcha, hash the datit alachi, once you're ready to say that, then you don't have to say it's Rabbi Yehuda. Afilu temer abonan, kikotani ekezivcha. Now, Okay, so you're saying only Kachar Mizbeach cannot be used to pay up the people that are working, right? But Kachar Perek HaBayit, you're telling me that even though people gave this as a gift to the Perek HaBayit and they put it in the Perek HaBayit thing, they gave it to Machzis HaShekel, whatever, nonetheless, you're allowed to use that to pay up new money. Or Kachar Perek HaBayit, no tzinim. Where would we know that from? Omer Rabbi Abu, remember the pasuk, the very beginning of the whole idea is V'asuli Mikdash. That's Pshat V'asuli. V'asuli means me shall we. That's what it always means. Lecha would mean from your own money. Kach lecha, you pay for it. So V'asuli means I'll pay for it. Beautiful
drushes.
Yeah, those are drushes. Here it means me shall we.
No, I'm sorry, Lishmi.
Yeah.
From
Bede Kabbalah. What?
From
Bede Kabbalah. So you see that you can use that. So you got to pay. Okay, fine, I'll pay for it. Okay. So that means if a guy's working and he's presenting a bill to the Gizbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he's going to pay. Okay, fine. So release the money. Okay, but of course, as I mentioned before, Lamai said this is a big sugya about whether we actually can do halacha l'maisa. Yesh b'kachar perek habayit. Then we said the things that are miyuchad b'kachar perek habayit is that stam hekdesha is l'perek habayit, and the fact that perek habayit can even take place on your TV set. Hashem, if you try to give your TV set to the mizbeach, by the way, I keep saying that because I actually have seen these amazing photographs of Ovdei Avodah Zarah in India that brought their TV sets, literally brought their TV sets as sacrifices, all decorated with Perez. It's like, it's unbelievable. So in case their Getchka gets a little bit bored that night, at least they'll still have a TV set. It's unbelievable. The TV set. You think the head of a pig surrounded by tomatoes or something. Anyway, so that concept could only exist when it comes to Perek HaBayit. Now, but that's saying that stam ekdeshes, it doesn't matter what they are, even if they are roi for the mizbeah, so it's everything is stam ekdeshes of Rebbe Kapayas. Who is the Mandi Omar who says that even if something is roi for the mizbeah, remember, roi for the mizbeah, once something is roi for the mizbeah, you can't get away from the mizbeah. But who owns it? Who's going to benefit from it? Now remember that we had that as big machlokas before. Because if somebody gives an animal that is roi for the mizbeach, if somebody would give it to Perek HaBayit, which you're not allowed to do, we saw before, right? But if somebody would give it to Perek HaBayit, what would be the din? We would sell it, right? And we would give the money to Perek HaBayit. But we would use the animal itself to sell only to someone who needs it for a carbon, either if it's a male for an eila, if it's a female for a shlomi. But the money would definitely belong to Perek HaBayit. So then, what if I didn't say it's to Perek HaBayit, and I just said, this is Hekdesh? It's saying over here that Stam Hekdesh, Mashmi, even of things that are Roi, that they go not to the Mizbeach, which means I cannot bring them themselves on the Mizbeach directly. I have to first sell them in order to get the value to be able to give to the Perek HaBayit. And then the animal is brought on the Mizbeach by someone who needs it for an oil or for shlom or whatever it is, right? Okay, so who is that Mandiyama? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, well, I mean, basically, it should say the Tanan, we had this in the Mishnah and Shkolim, and we've talked about this Mishnah before. Hamakdish nechasav. So somebody doesn't say for what. It says, everything I own, I want to go to Hekdesh. Some of the things that he owned were animals that didn't have any mum, they were perfectly roi. Some of them were males, which are kosher for an oila. Some of them are females, which are kosher for a shlomim. So what do? Says Rabbi Eliezer, okay, the money belongs to the Perek HaBayit, so you have to sell them all. Sell the males to somebody who needs a korban oila, give the money to the Perek HaBayit. Sell the females to someone who needs a shlomim, give the money to Perek HaBayit. And then the money, together with anything else, I don't know, the TV sets, the vans, whatever else were there, with everything else, the mayim, together with Shar Nechasim, together with the other things that maybe the Perek HaBayit can use the van. I don't know, no need to sell the van. But whatever. But that all goes to Bedek HaBayit. So what would that mean? That even though there were animals there that were royal, Bedek HaBayit, royal of Mizbeach, nonetheless, the value belongs to Bedek HaBayit. However, Rabbi Yehoshua says, oh, no. If the animals themselves were royal for the Mizbeach, you don't sell them and give the money to Bedek HaBayit. You put them on the Mizbeach directly. So therefore, if you have males, the males you bring as an Eila, because we understand that, of course, he wasn't saying, I want it to be just any old Hekdesh. Because when you're saying, I'm giving it to Hekdesh, it means I want every last bit of it to be Hekdesh. I don't want any of it to be used for anything else. So the males, okay, I understand that. That is the use of the Mizbeach. Kalil Hashem goes entirely to HaKadosh Baruch. Right? Yeah. But the Nekevot, I don't want the Nekevot to be brought. Who's going to eat the Nekevot? I want it to go to the Mizbeach. That you go ahead and sell to people who need it for Shlomim. But then you take the money and it goes on the Mizbeach. You don't give it to the Bedek HaBayit. You use the money to buy Olot. And those Olot are given entirely to the Mizbeach. And as we said earlier, even the skins that are normally given to the Kayanim, they are reinvested. That was the machlokas we had before. Fine. But that's what the guy meant. He wanted the Mizbeach to get it. So in other words, we see over here that according to Rabbi Yehoshua, we don't say that Stam goes to Bedek HaBayit if it itself is Ro'i to be given to the Mizbeach. So obviously, says Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, wherever the Tana is, it sure ain't Rabbi Yehoshua. Because Rabbi Yehoshua says if you give things that are Ro'i for the Mizbeach, and you didn't say I'm giving it to the Mizbeach. You just said, I want this to be Hekdesh. It goes to the Mizbeach. And the Mishnah said that Stam Hekdeshes go to Bedek HaBayit. So it's not like Rabbi Yehoshua. That's what I hope. But this approach is actually, the way we're understanding over here, the Machlokas, is different from Rav Ada Bar Ava. He understands Machlokas differently. The Omer Rav Ada Bar Ava, Omer Rav. Let's understand the situation. If you have a flock of animals, an Eden, and every last animal in that flock is kosher to be a korban oila. They're all males, and they're all roy from the Mizbeach. So there, even Rabbi Eliezer was made up. A person, if he is thinking about giving something to Mizbeach, he's not going to be lo shavik inish kachim Mizbeach u'martish lebedek HaBayit. I agree. I agree with Rabbi Yeshua in that case. A person doesn't say to himself, I want to give it to the Bedek HaBayit, where he could give it to the Mizbeach. The only question over here is, well, Nachlako, in a case where he knows he can't give the whole thing to the Mizbeach, because some of them were Nekevot. So the Chatzi Zecharim, Mechta Zecharim, Mechta Nekevot. So over there we have a Machlokas, but it's not a Machlokas about whether Stamek Deshiz or the Bedek HaBayit. The Machlokas is that Rebbe Eliezer Savar, Ein Adam Choleket Nidro, a guy is not thinking about, I'm going to get half that it's good to put on the Mizbeach, and half of it, I want the money to it. People don't think that way. They're trying to, they keep it simple. So since in his mind, I can't give the whole thing to Mizbeach, so meaning he gave out lavo lot to the also not a lot, and over there he meant to give the whole thing to Bedek HaBayit. And we always say, keep it simple, stupid. So that's exactly, the guy is keeping it simple. That's Rebbe Eliezer Shita. And therefore, the whole thing is not an oila. But Rabbi Yehoshua holds, no, it's not true. Person wants maximal kedusha. So the maximal kedusha from those things that are shaykh to being an oila, he wants to put it on the Mizbeach. And even in that case. So according to Rav Ada Bar Ava's approach in Rabbi Eliezer, the Mishnah is also not like Rabbi Eliezer. Not only not like Rabbi Yehoshua, right? Because, I mean, he's saying even Rabbi Eliezer would be made that we don't say Stam Kachim is Lebedek HaBayit if those Kachim were entirely Roy to be put on the Mizbeach. I'm also made to put the thing on the Mizbeach. Now, there's another way of saying how Rav Ada Bar Ava argued with our first approach to understanding Rabbi Eliezer. Just remember the levels that were popping down over here. Right? In other words, we started off with the statement of the Mishnah that Stam Hekdesh is Lebedek HaBayit. We then brought up a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua, which we took to be a machlokas about the statement in the Mishnah, according to which Rabbi Yehoshua says, if you have items that are roy to go on the Mizbeach, they would go on the Mizbeach, in which case it cannot be that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehoshua. Then we said, wait, there's another, let's pop down one level. There's another interpretation of the Machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua, which is Rabbi Abba Rava's interpretation. According to that interpretation, Rabbi Eliezer also agrees that in the event that there wasn't anything else, and that the whole thing is roy for the Mizbeach, he also wouldn't say stomach dishes are Levetic Abayit, according to which the Mishnah is not neither of them. It's not Rabbi Eliezer, it's not Rabbi Yehoshua. Let's pop down now yet a third level. There's a different way of understanding the way that Rav Ada Bar Ava understood the other approach to the Machlokes of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua, according to which we say as follows. Lishna Akrina Amri La, Omer Rav Ada Bar Ava Omar Rav, Bishalo Higdish Ela Behema, in a case where the entire commitment to Hegdash consists only of animals. Animals, people immediately think of in terms of the Mizbeach. It's only pickup trucks that they don't think of in terms of Mizbeach, and TV sets that they're not thinking in terms of Mizbeach. But if all he's dedicated is animals, and he says, these are Hegdash, why in the world would he be thinking about the Bedek HaBayit? Over there, it's talking about where he was Magdash other things. But Kishaloi, Dish Elabema, if all he was Magdash was animals. So even Rebbe Eliezer is made that definitely the males are going to be Eilis because of another issue. Lo Shavik Inish, a person will never think that I should forget about bringing something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Mizbeach and instead give it to the Bedek HaBayit. People don't think like that. But I'm going to give it to a shul and not give it to the Mizbeach. It's your modern concepts when you forgot about the Mizbeach. Did you think somebody would be stupid enough to think it this way? But Lamaisa, people at that time didn't think the way you think, though. I want to give something, you know, it should go to a hospital or to a shul. They're going to give it to the Bedek HaBayit. It's going to go to the Mizbeach.
But what if he has more than this?
Oh, that's where they argue. So Lo Shavek Inish Kachar Mizbeach Magdash Bedek HaBayit, where do they argue? Well, he's got a whole bunch of things. And he says, okay, I want everything to go. Okay, now, there we understand. He certainly is not thinking of giving his pickup truck to the Mizbeach, right? So over there, Rabbi Eliezer says, keep it simple, stupid, but in a different sense. That a person is not going to be machalik his nether to say, well, the pickup truck or the TV goes here, but the animal goes there. Then he doesn't think in that way. So, Midashar Nechasim Lola Kachar Mizbeach. Obviously, the other things he's not giving to the Mizbeach. So that means he threw everything in, including even the behemoth that he had. Behemoth nami lo lekachi mizbeach. Even the animals wouldn't go. Whereas, again, Rabbi Yehoshua says, why keep it simple? People are intelligent enough. The things that they want to give to the mizbeach, give to the mizbeach. And even in that case, adam cholek et nidro. Okay, now, fascinating. If you look back at the Mishnah, we suddenly realize that there's a hint over there that we didn't think about. Because remember the lesson of the Mishnah? So the Mishnah said, sell it, and then let the money go along with the TV set, with the van, it should all go along with that to the Bedek HaBayit. Why did it mention along with? Who said there wasn't along with? What do you mean along with? Just say the money goes to the Bedek HaBayit. The very fact that you found it imperative to say, and, I mean, obviously there were TV sets and vans here as well, who said? Now all of a sudden that becomes highly significant. Says the Gemara, the words in the Mishnah that says, Dabeim yiplu im shar nechasim lebedek habayit. Now hold on a minute. I mean, according to the second level of the way that we were explaining things, we were talking about a case where we had animals plus other things. Now I understand, of course. The only time that the Mishnah was ever saying that Stam Nechasim was when there were other things. That was the point. But if there were no other things, then I wouldn't have said that it would go to the... Aha! So that's why the Mishnah specifies beautifully, along with the other things, because obviously there were other things. Otherwise, why are we saying it's a double portion that everything goes to Bedek HaBayit? Brilliant, right? So I'm a diktanim, shanachasim lebedek habayit, but according to the Lishna Kama, why did he mention other things? According to Lishna Kama, even if the guy only gave animals. So the question was whether they were male and female or only male. So then how come it says there are other things? It should just say, yiplu lebedek habayit? Says the Gemara, well, for sure, according to the first approach that we had in the Machlokes, then obviously, Tineach, you'd have to say that the Mishnah was different, according to them. The Mishnah's correct lashon was demayim yiplu leberek habayit, not demayim yiplu im shar nechasim leberek habayit, because then it's clearly going against the way that we're learning. Okay, fine. So basically, we now are going to have to say that there, maybe there's another time. Huh? We only have two approaches. Either that the Mishnah is only referring to a case where there were other nechassim, and it's going alibid Rabbi Eliezer and not alibid Rabbi Yeshua. Or, if you're telling it's referring to all cases, then both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree that if you've got a case that things that would be given to the Mizbeach, and that's all you were magdish, and keep it simple, stupid, would still mean kachim Mizbeach, then the Mishnah is not going according to either Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Yeshua. The Mishnah would have to be going according to somebody else that we don't know, which is very strange, because then the Gemara usually would say, so mantan, if it's said. More mistaber, that it's talking about one of those cases where, in fact, at least Rabbi Eliezer is made, that stam, either where there's males and females, or where there's TV sets as well, depending on which trap we take. Fine. Then you said that Hegdesh Barek Habayit can be chal on anything. So what does that include when you say on anything? Well, I mean, let's understand. Take a case where a guy gave, on the one hand, Shnei Gizrei Eitzim to the Mizbeach, right? That's a perfectly valid carbon, carbon Eitzim. So he dedicates a carbon Eitzim. Now, he brings his Gizrei Eitzim, and they're the wrong size. They don't fit correctly on the Mizbeach the way they're supposed to. So we take it into the carpentry shop in the Beis HaMikdash, and we saw it down. We have sawdust.
We truncated.
Not bad. Not bad. So now, is the sawdust Kodesh for Kedushas HaMizbeach or not? So that's the point. Latuyemai, we say Hegdesh Bet HaKabayit. There's a big difference if somebody, let's say, gave a tree. He says, I am dedicating this tree to the Berek Habayit. When the tree is cut down, for sure, you cut it into lumber, all of the sawdust belongs to the Berek Habayit, obviously. Because it's not a question of what part is royal and Mizbeach and what part is not. And over there, the leaves of the tree, if the fall comes, the leaves also, they all belong to the Berek Habayit. You sell that for fertilizer or whatever, right? So that comes to include the yeshiva shifuya veniva. So that means that the sawdust or the beautiful leaves in the fall you want to sell for decoration or for whatever it is, that's included. Masha ein kein, if you're bringing a carbon, only the part that's shaykh to the carbon has the kedushas haguf to the mizbeach. But for that, if I have to saw it down, or if it was a tree that I was given to put to use the wood on the mizbeach, the leaves would not be included. Okay, next thing we said was mo'alim b'gidulayhem, that one of the chumras are that things that are given to the Berek Habayit, you will be mo'al on anything that grows from them, as opposed to the kachem mizbeach. So what is that coming to include? Amrif Papa, well, if you would have, let's say, chalev hamugdashim, ubeitzei torim. So say you have milk from animals that you were magdash, eggs from the torim that you had given to the mizbeach. So somebody who would be nene from them would not be chayev ha-me'ila, because those things are not roi for the mizbeach. They're not called kodshei Hashem. Masha enke, counterintuitively, to the Berek Habayit, where the entire concept of the Me'ila is only Benogeya the Damim, and that Damim is Kodshei Hashem, because that's the level of Kedusha that it's shayach to, there you would be Me'il on it. And that is Kiditznan, that's also a Mishnah Me'ila, Chalev HaMugdashim U'Beitzei Torim, even though it's Usur to be Nene, that's an Isur de Rabbana, but Lo Mo'alim, there's no Chiyuv of Me'ila. But Medvarim Amurim, where do we say this? Only where it was Kachem Mizbeach. But if somebody had given these things to the Berek Habayit, then if you were Magdish a chicken, you in fact would be mulling on the egg of the chicken. If you gave a donkey, a she donkey, obviously, a chamura, then if you sell its milk for the Berek Habayit, and you have a nice supermarket, a trade for supermarket, then you would be mayo on the milk, because the milk is valuable to the Berek Habayit. Ve'afilu l'man di'orma. Me'alim b'gidul l'mizbeach. Even though there is a man di'orma who says that there is an iser me'ila and a chieva me'ila from things that come from the mizbeach, then the halacha would be only in gidulim d'chazer l'mizbeach, things that I can put on the mizbeach, let's say avla of the behemah, which itself is royal l'mizbeach, then I would be me'al b'gidulim. Avo gidulim d'lo chazer l'mizbeach, mashenka, and things that grew that are not royal on l'mizbeach, milk or eggs or whatever, that for sure. There ein me'alim b'hem, that is not a question, that there is no me'ilah. Today's review is Daf Lamed Aleph, the new perek, Yesh Bekatshim Mizbeach. Yesh Bekatshim Mizbeach, Shem Bekatshim Berek Abayit, V'yesh Bekatshim Berek Abayit, Shem Bekatshim Mizbeach. Shekatshim Mizbeach, Esim Temura, V'chayofin Olam Mishum Pigol, Neser V'tomei, U'vlatan V'chalp, and Arasu V'achar Pidyonam, V'ashoftam B'chutz Chayav, and Ain't Not Me'am Lumen V'schoran. None of the above applies to Berek Abayit, Ashenke Bekatshim Berek Abayit, which have no such limitation. Yesh b'kotche berek habayit, above and beyond kotche mizbeach, shestam ekdesha to berek habayit. And furthermore, hekdesh berek habayit can be chal on anything. And furthermore, you can be mo'alim b'gidulehem, ve'ein behem hana'ah leba'alim at all. As the Gemara, you're attributing the ability to make a temura to the fact that something is kadosh kedush mizbeach. That seems to be very misleading. The klalu, is it really a klal de kokoche mizbeach raising temura? What about birdies? Oh, for the kotche mizbeach, and nonetheless, there's no temura betan. Haminachot ve'alfot enosim temura. Yeah, we're talking about behemah. Okay, what about a vlad, which is kachim is be'ach, but tonight ain't a vlad osa tamura? Okay, it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. Yom Ravlad osa tamura. What about a tamura atzma, which is kachim is be'ach, but tonight ain't a tamura osa tamura? Well, we're really talking about the ikar zivcha, not derivatives. Oh, okay, say so. Hashtala tita la'ach, yafil temirabona, ki katania ikar zivcha. You do give to pay the omanim. How do you know it? Om Rabbi Abo, the omakra. The asuli migdash misheli. Yesh b'kotche berek habayit, mashem b'kotche benz be'yach, omar mar. Stam ekdeshus l'berek habayit v'chal alakol. Who is this Tana, om Rabbi Chibarav, om Rabbi Yochanan? It's certainly not like Rabbi Yeshua. D'tanya magdish nechosom, v'yaya ben be'im arui, alagabi mizbeach zecharim, v'nekevod Rabbi Eliezer, om zecharim yimachru l'tzorche olot, because the money has to be given to the berek habayit. You can't bring it itself. You'd have to first sell it. Nekevod yimachru l'tzorche shlomim, and the me'am yiplum Rabbi Yoshua Mer Zakarim Hainat's Mami Karvolo to give on your mokulit surface shlomidia vidmeyamolot, Visharna Khasim Lebedakabait, which means that it's not like Rabbi Yoshua, because according to Rabbi Yoshua, we don't get the money out of it first to give the Rebbe Kabai. Who plead in the Rabbi Barhava, this way of reading Rabbi Eliezer is not true of the Rabbi Barhava. The Rabbi Barhava, Amarav, in a case where you have an Eder, Shekula Zakarim, even Rabbi Eliezer is made a little shavik. The only machlok is was on nechlok oel be'eder sheyesh bo mechta zecharim mechta mekemas. The Rebbe Eliezer savar in adam chelik es nidrei, and therefore since it's a given that the nekevot cannot be olot, the zecharim are also not directly olot but should be sold to tzarche olot. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua savar adam chelik es nidrei. Now there's yet another way of understanding this interpretation, which is as follows: Lishnach min amriba, om Rabbanu Barav om Rav Shlomo Higdish ela behima. Afilo Rabbi Eliezer made it a loshav against kachim izbeach of any kind. Umagish lebede kabay plonech lekoshiyeh shar nechasim imayim. The Rabbi Eliezer sorei no nebuchadnezzar snidrei. And since shar nechasim are not the kachim izbeach, the behemah is also not the kachim izbeach. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua zavar adam chaylek is nidrei v'damayim yiplum shar nechasim lebede kabay. So be shlomo levishna batra hanidikani im shar nechasim lebede kabay beautifully. Because that's the only case where Rabbi Eliezer would have said so. Elolishna kama, it should just say yiplum lebede kabay. It's tnei, hafi, it should say that. The main need for the better kabbayit, according to this approach. Hekdesh berakah bayit chalala kol atuyim ayam ravina lituyah shifuyah v'nima. Uma limigiduleim atuyim ayam rav papa latuyah chalev amugdashim ubeitzei torim kiretanya. Chalev amugdashim ubeitzei torim lo nehenim velo moalim. Bameh devarim amurim bekotshim izbeach hava bekotshim berakah bayit. If you were magdash a tarnegolet, you would be moalim bebeitzata. If you were magdash a chamora, you would be moalim bechelva. Vafilo laman diyam amoalim begiduleim izbeach. Like Beitzim and Chalav, ain't more in Bahem.